welcome to come up now. I don't, if you're here, we're going to take you up. How many do you have? Three? Or do you have another one besides the Finley Springs?
I got five that I filled out and two others that are very
minor. You got a 3F Rentals. Is that one of them?
Finley Springs, Log Cabin Acres, Finley Family Investments.
Okay.
Yep. And a 3F Rentals, yes.
Yes.
And 3F Rentals is the other one. Okay. And who are the owners of all these is basically what we're trying to, okay.
I'm on the LLC, and I can provide that paperwork if I need to, but I am the owner of the LLCs.
On all five?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And are all of these properties nightly rental properties?
None of them are.
No,
they're all farmland, vacant land, basically.
Oh, they're all vacant. Okay. Great.
Yeah, so the reason that one's listed in 3F Rentals is because we had a nightly rental in a different county, sold it, did the like-kind exchange, and
gotcha.
So that's why that property is titled as it is.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. All right, so you've got, let's start off with BOV 579, which is 3F Rentals.
208 acres.
Yep, I got it.
And does that have a residence on it?
It does. It's unlivable, but it does have a residence on it.
Okay. What was the change in classification here? Was it changed to no ag? Or was it kept ag but just went up to market value?
What's your appeal is what we're asking.
So, on the reason for appeal, I checked valuation on all these, but I should have checked probably valuation and discrimination. I didn't read largely.
Okay.
So what I have on all these is I have like-kind comparable stuff.
You have some comps?
Yeah, just showing the different. Can I bring those up to you?
Yes, please.
Sure. What school district are these in, just out of curiosity? Do you know what these all are in?
This one should be Forsyth.
Might be Bradleyville.
Bradleyville. It's Bradleyville.
Bradleyville School District. That one's mine. This is the neighbor's place.
Yours is the pink?
Yeah, I highlighted it.
Okay. If you bring it up on the screen, his comparison is to the one across. I'm just showing this to the assessor so that they know. Comparing it to the one across. Okay.
I'm just trying to look out.
How do you access this, Cole?
It would be on the northeast corner there. There's a driveway where the house is. Actually, there's good access all across there, but that's the main access.
Okay, doesn't look like wooded.
It's not. It's open.
Mostly fields.
Yep.
You hate us.
I'm confused where we're going on this. We have you down for agriculture at productivity rate.
I had a 20% increase.
Because my program says you're at negative 0.4. Did you call us and we changed it?
I have not changed anything.
Huh.
Is the card that you have here's?
Maybe.
Here's the card. I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Okay, I'm sorry, is it Cole?
Yes.
Okay, Cole, one of the things, obviously, the assessor's gone around to vacant land in the county and basically taken a land study by school districts and up values, but I don't know if that's what's happened here, but I'm going to let the...
So this one, my last note says adjusted class 5 land down 206 acres after the split on May 13th of 25. So that's why his card is different. You know, with what's going on in the county, our splits weren't showing when it went out on May 7th when we put the data in.
Okay.
But they did the split apparently May 13th. So this particular parcel is residential 26,300, and then the land value on it is including the site prep and another residential amount for that 1 acre, and then the agriculture, all the rest of the agriculture is at agriculture productivity rate. And this particular parcel here says on number 2.0, He's got 208 acres on that.
Okay.
So how this comes out?
It's basically the lowest possible value on the ag.
Yeah, so
except that there was an increase.
Right, I realize
in the county.
That, but
right.
Based on the fact that he did the split, what it's showing right now in the system is that he's down negative 0.4%, and that would be whatever structures on there went down. But he's still in agriculture. I can show you this.
Well, he's indicating that the whole property value went up 20%. I guess we're just trying to figure out why.
But like I said, that was when I sent the data on May 7th, but he's also split things too.
Do you need a moment here? Does somebody in your office, or what do you need?
I think you should go down to my office and talk to them about what's there and what was split and make sure whatever's split off, because you did a split. Right?
So it recently sold. I think they marked up like 5 or 6. I bought that recently.
Okay. So if you would just go down and talk to them about your parcel you're talking about.
Okay.
And make sure, because what's in our system would be the correct that we've got. And what you got on the cards, again, the data went out before the split and all that stuff.
Okay.
Do you want me to go do that now, or you want to go to the next
one?
Well,
I was going to say, let's go ahead and try to take care of your other ones here while we're talking, if we can, because we may have you go down and talk to them on these, too. We don't know.
Okay, I'm ready for whichever one you are next.
Okay, the next ones we have, we've got three properties in Finley Farms. This just says
two in Finley Springs, one in Finley.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Finley, two in Finley Springs. You've got, they both say U.S. Highway 160. Are they right next to each other?
They are.
Okay. Is this another split?
I haven't split those. I think they've just always been deeded that way, to be honest.
All right. And one of them we have a value on our sheet, BOE 580 at 41920, and the other one is at 41920, and the BOE 581 we have it at 222,910.
Appraised value.
So again, both of those, one of those I had a 1,700% increase on land that had zero changes, and the other one I had a 135% increase on land that had zero changes.
Okay, so on the one we're talking about, the one that ends in 7.0, the first 25-580, that one he was moved to market rate. Does he have productivity proof?
Do you do anything on that land? Do you have cattle? Do you have hay?
Little corner of that has a little bit of hay ground on it. The rest of it's just a big holler of timber, basically.
Okay. So you hay some corner of it?
It would be like, if we're talking about the right one here, it's about a 40-acre piece, I think. There might be 1 acre of it that gets hayed.
That's all you need.
Yeah. Well, in other words, that, as long as there's some productivity on the property, they can give you that ag subsidy. What's happened is there are all these properties in the county that were getting this ag subsidy, which drops your value down because they, you know,
I have a couple of pictures of the recently cut hay field. I don't know if that does you any good.
Well, that will.
That will.
Okay.
That'll
okay. So that would help with respect to BOE 580. It would drop you back down to the ag productivity level.
Okay.
Okay. On the 581, what's going on with that one?
That one does have a residence, I believe, that is lived in, but it's also hay ground.
I mean, it may still have gone up just because values have gone up, but I don't know. It may be that it's not getting the ag subsidy. She's going to check.
According to the Beacon, the land is at ag value.
Okay. But was it up to fair market because they didn't have any proof of productivity?
It's a different number than what's on our sheet that we have. So can we see the p-val on that?
So this one that ends in 2.0 for Finley Spring, it says it has 132 acres.
Okay.
Yes.
And then his land, it 131 acres went to market value. And are you saying that you have productivity?
That is being used as ag use, hay ground.
It's also being hayed? Okay.
Same farm.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like to me on those two, you could also go down and get those. When he goes to your office on the other one, maybe get that value and figure that out. Okay, and then on BOE 582 is Finley Family Investments. What's that one?
That's a vacant piece of ground in Kirbyville. That's the big one. 5,200% tax increase.
What's the...
Where is that on here?
That's 582. One ends in parcel number 6.000. Okay, and you, how many acres is that?
I think it's 83.
About 83?
85.
Okay. And what is that land used for?
Vacant timber.
Vacant timber.
Hunting, walking.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's the kind of land that's gone up the most